When you're talking about predictors or looking at tissue, obviously it brings up the issue of EGFR mutations that you've done so much work in, and there are a bunch of trials out there now looking at that. Can you kind of provide an overview of that?
Yeah, well, the point about EGFR is that the cancer cell is sensitive to EGFR in a multitude of ways. And one thing that we're learning more and more about lung cancer, it is genetically extremely complex. And it's not one size fits all. It just isn't. The recent paper that came out just yesterday or the day before in Nature about, again, I think attests to the complexity and the number of genes involved in lung cancer. So EGFR mutation defines a subpopulation of lung cancer where the presence of that activated oncogene and activated EGFR is absolutely critical to survival of those cells. So you take away EGFR, the cell dies. But that's a small number. Conversely, though, when you find that number, those are the people that should be getting these drugs from day one. Now, there's an estimated nearly 20,000 new cases of EGFR mutated lung cancer in the U.S. alone each year. So this isn't like seven people. This is, you know, tens of thousands of people every year. So I think it makes a lot of sense to go after those people. And when you find them, find a way to get a tyrosine kinase inhibitor into their care.
You're saying in an off-protocol situation?
Yes, because to me it makes biologic sense.
So are you comfortable with clinical trials randomizing between a EGFR inhibitor and not in those patients?
In a mutated patient? Mm-hmm. I'd probably try to find a more clever way to do it. Though I can't prove to you today that by taking an EGFR inhibitor, your survival is going to be improved. By the same token, it's such a fundamental part of the wiring of those cancer cells that it's hard not to recommend it. Also, we know from the work that's been done, people can take this drug for years without any long-term sequela that we've seen. And again, these are not unselected patients. These are people where you have proven that they have this wiring. I would strongly be against giving it to an unselected population, to be honest with you, based on the data that's around. But for those selected people, I would urge that you consider doing it.